In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
If they haven't figured it out by now, it's a whole new world. All right, you got a whole new show. 3 hours of the American Adversaries Sunday evening. 3 hour classic tour. Got a special show lined up for you tonight and some special treats along the way. All right, so we are coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And we are up on the Titan Cave Cam. You can see us on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And that'd be Nostradamus waving at the camera right now.
Nostradamus. Predicts
yes.
The past.
Yeah, I'll predict it later. I think we all know the past.
I think
we know the future, too.
The old lead-in to the Nostradamus predicts the past segment of the show. Nostradamus is with us right now. Of course, the firm foundation of the American Adversaries is back in the studio after being out last week ill, bedridden, and just a foot away from the grave.
A foot? Nah, not quite that far.
Yeah, you lost all that weight, too. It's amazing.
I know.
You
will see less of me.
Yeah. Of course, I am kidding. And he is wearing his God is My Super Delegate shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. Bright red color. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. And Kathy Santomassino will be joining us in the next hour of the show. And then hour after that, Sunny, that is Patricia Summerlin, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, will join us as well. And you're welcome to join us at 407-774-8255. Of course, we have a lot to talk about tonight. The Kavanaugh thing has gone through, and boy, I tell you what, it's appropriate that you're in here tonight, Nostradamus, because it was what, about three weeks ago, I guess it was.
Yeah. What did I say on the air that Wednesday night?
I think it was a Monday night.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure because I was in here, I believe that evening by myself, so that would have been a Monday night, and you stopped by, and I think we had Dino on that night, if I'm not mistaken, and I was kind of just, you know, sort of off the wall, you know, and oh, by the way, Judge Kavanaugh should be, you know, confirmed here in a day or two, and lo and behold, and you spoke up and
said... It was like a throwaway line, almost like an afterthought. Yeah, well, don't worry, they'll just find somebody who says he sexually assaulted them. Boom!
Kaboom!
Oh, my goodness! I was half kidding at the time.
You set them up to
I think I gave them an idea.
See?
Yeah.
It is divine intervention on this show. You know, I totally missed that. And you, for however you got it, you got the tea leaves right on that one.
Divine intervention.
Oh, boy, what a ride it was. And then we have now seen the culmination of it, of course, with him being sworn in last night as the 114th Justice of the Supreme Court. He is known now as Associate Justice Kavanaugh. And... this has been a major miscalculation by the Democrats. They thought that they were going to be able to make this work.
Yep, they thought they could stop this and that would give them the power.
Exactly. And they also, I believe, thought that if they ultimately did lose the fight and he got confirmed, that it would be sort of an Anita Hill situation. And they're definitely trying to make it into an Anita Hill situation. By that, I mean sort of taint you know, the justice. They've sort of painted, you know, Clarence Thomas as this extremist right winger, and it doesn't deserve to be on the court. And it didn't really stick a whole lot, but Alina Hill has been able to make a career out of it, and they've been able to keep that meme alive. And they're going to try to do the same thing here. The problem here is there's too much out there that goes counter to the innocent he said, she said.
Including the recent news from Dr. Blase Freud, Blasey Ford. She's a used Ford, by the way. She was used.
Oh, yes.
And she has said she is not going to pursue this in any court, which kind of tells me that she knows she got nothing.
And she was out of alignment.
Yeah.
She really was. She needed, never mind, I'm not going to go any further than we just went there.
I'm in over my head here today, ladies and gentlemen, with these little quips. Mm-hmm. But it is, I did not come prepared. Absolutely. She's got less than nothing. And this is what came out in that letter by the prosecutor that she sent to the Judiciary Committee, Rachel Mitchell. Where she said, this isn't even a he said, she said. This is a he said, she said, minus.
He said, she said, but everybody else said something entirely different than she said.
Exactly. So it just calls into question. Any reasonable mind, any reasonable legal thought would be that her story is highly doubtful at best. And then you have all of this other stuff that came into play. And, you know, when we had Sidney Powell on the show Friday night, she mentioned another lawyer involved in this, a guy named Laufman, Laufman. I believe she said his name was Michael Laufman. But anyway, Laufman is another one tied up with Blase Ford, her legal team, and the probe, the Clintons, and all this other business. He was involved in the Clinton probe. He was, I believe he was an FBI lawyer. And Dennis is checking right now. But he is, his name is going to become prominent in all of this. And so this, the Democrats, I do believe, are going to want to, as Chris Coons put it today, move forward from here. Because there's a lot here that is... It's not criminal behavior, but it is certainly political behavior that would be very, very embarrassing should it become known. And this is Anita Hill was kind of in it all by herself back in those days, and this is a much more convoluted conspiracy actually going on here. And Kavanaugh himself called it out. And so it is a situation where the Democrats, as the president put it last night, as Mitch McConnell has put it, has fired up the base and of the Republican Party. And you got it there?
Yeah, I do. He's a former DOJ lawyer who interviewed Hillary Clinton during that email server investigation.
Right.
Now he represents Monica McLean. Who is a close friend of Dr. Ford's.
She was the woman where Dr. Ford was staying with her as all of this was being developed. That's where she was, Ford was, when she wrote the letter, the so-called now anonymous letter that got this whole business started. As we were musing on the show, they were probably putting all this together, Nostradamus.
Yep.
And they were together there. This guy is involved in all of this. McLean is the one who the boyfriend who wrote the letter about Ford, saying that Ford was helping people get around polygraph tests, overcome the barrier, whatever. She was the one who was named by the boyfriend,
right,
McLean.
McLean, a former FBI agent, is alleged to have pressured Leland Kaiser to change the statement to the FBI that she had no recollection of any assault by Kavanaugh.
McLean and Laufman were trying to pressure McLean, I'm sorry, Leland McKee, or Leland, what is it?
Leland Kaiser.
See, you got to have a flow chart here with all of these names. The point being, once again, this is totally different than Anita Hill. And with Anita Hill, it literally was he said, she said, and it really wasn't much more than that. This is a sophisticated political operation gone sour, and sour in a big way. Now, you know, football season is going on right now, and I love watching college football. Some great college football games yesterday. UCF won big again.
Ooh-ha. They're in the top 10 now, by the way.
Are they really?
Well, at 6 o'clock, we'll get the rankings out, but they will have moved up over a couple teams.
Yeah, let's see if they moved up over Penn State, because Penn State was idle yesterday.
They were off, right?
Yeah, that's right. Some big upsets. Florida managed to beat LSU.
Sure did. Good
convincingly.
Game.
Convincingly, absolutely.
Auburn also lost. They were ahead of UCF.
Yep.
And two or three other teams in the top 12.
Right.
Fell. So a couple of them are going to drop down below UCF.
Right. And, of course, you got professional football being played today and tonight. And the reason I bring this up is in football, you have opportunities that arise, okay, where the other team commits a mistake, a turnover. And the Democrats have just committed a turnover. They have fumbled the ball on their one-yard line, okay? Now, let me finish, okay? They have fumbled the ball on their one-yard line. Now, does that mean that we have scored a touchdown?
Nope.
No.
Still got to run a yard.
We got to deliver on this opportunity, this turnover. There's nothing more frustrating than having your team get a turnover because the other team fumbled the ball on the one-yard line and your team can't get it in. And there's a goal line stand and they get the ball back. All right? Now, that's what could happen 4 weeks from Tuesday. Unless we don't let it happen. We have to execute. We have to capitalize. That is the theme of tonight's show. Capitalize. You have to capitalize on your opportunities to win. This is how Trump wins. He seizes opportunities and he seizes upon them. He sees them and then he seizes them. And by doing so, he is able to capitalize on them. We have to seize this opportunity. We can all see the opportunity. It's quite clear. Now, even the liberals are seeing the opportunity the Republicans have. But it's up to us to seize upon it.
So he doesn't take his foot off the accelerator and ease up a little?
No.
Nope. Kind of, you know, all right, we won. Let's be friends again.
That's right.
Absolutely not.
He does not do that. And he is instilling finally, in people in Washington, D.C., a bit of a backbone. We have seen a change. And by the way, others are noting it as well, that this is no longer business as usual in Washington, D.C., and it's now because Trump has changed the dynamic, the whole dynamic in Washington, D.C., because he's managed to get these wimbly-wambly Republicans to stiffen up and buck up and understand that the fight is for keeps.
Who is that man who is inheriting Lindsey Graham's body and is walking around in it? Because he's not the Lindsey Graham I've recognized for most of his political career.
I tell you what, when we did that Republican summit down there at the Rosen or wherever it was, this was in 2015, and the presidential candidates came there. Trump was there. We were, I believe, doing our show when Trump spoke. But my brother was there, and he saw Trump. He said as soon as Trump walked in the room, he owned the room. He said he didn't see that with any of the other candidates. And when Lindsey Graham walked in the room, half the room kind of walked out.
Oh, no.
And it was pretty low-key, milquetoast stuff. Now, I did catch some of what he was saying, and it was all good, you know, policy kind of walk stuff, you know, foreign policy and this and that.
Right, the content is fine, but the style was lacking.
The delivery just wasn't there. And he found how to deliver the other day. And by the way, have you been catching any of his appearances on these interviews? He was on CNN. This was shortly after he spoke out, which is now a week and several days ago, when he first spoke out while Kavanaugh was being grilled there on that Thursday after Ford. He said, I forget the exact circumstances, I'm paraphrasing obviously, but the CNN reporter was kind of giving him a little static, and he said, he finally shot back, he said, look, all I'm trying to do is work with this president to make the world a better place, and if you don't like it, I don't give a... Only he didn't say, he said, you know, the S word.
Hmm.
And I mean, he's a whole new Lindsey Graham. And part of it may also have to be that there's no longer Big Brother of his hanging around. And I, you know.
We know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And his mentor in the Senate, I mean. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the balance of power shifting on the court, because a lot of people assume that this is going to be 30 years of conservatism on the court. I'm sorry to have to say that it doesn't quite work that way. We have to keep electing Republicans to the White House to make sure. Because guess what? Clarence Thomas, he'll be around another 5 or 6 years maybe. Right? So we got to replace him with somebody just like him. And I guarantee you, a Democrat ain't going to do it. So we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries, a radio show.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stevie Ray with a slide guitar going on there. Bad to the bone. They ought to play this music now when Brett Kavanaugh comes and strutting in tomorrow night. There's going to be a White House ceremony tomorrow at 7 o'clock as the president, shows him off, you might say.
I got a song we should play, but you know what? We'll play it. We'll play it eventually.
Yeah, we're going to play. As a matter of fact, yeah, we got a cute little song, little ditty for you tonight. And, That is Nostradamus. He is in with us tonight.
A rare Sunday appearance.
Yeah, and glad to have you.
Good to be here.
Yeah, and 407-774-8255 is the number. Here's the thing about the Supreme Court, is all the justices aren't appointed at the same time, obviously, right? It'd be a whole heck of a nightmare if it was. But that means that they're staggered on the court. Their ages are staggered on the court. Just because Brett Kavanaugh has been appointed to the court, and he's 53 years old, does not mean that this dynamic, that this balance on the court will remain this way for 30 years, his lifespan on the court. Because he will be on the court maybe for 30 years, but during that 30-year time span, Clarence Thomas, Alito, Roberts, and who am I forgetting here? Alito, Roberts, Thomas. They're going to be gone. And so well, if there
but
are...
But Roberts is also young.
Yeah, he's fairly young.
But Alito, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, and Thomas has already said that he doesn't want to, you know, that he doesn't want to be there until he dies.
Right.
Matter of fact, he likes riding around the country when the court's out of session. He drives around the country in an RV.
Mm-hmm. Here's the numbers. Thomas is 70 years old. He's got about 5, 6, 7, 8 years left.
Maybe 10.
Roberts is 63. The notorious RBG. She is 85.
Right.
Breyer is 80. So those two are going to be the next two.
Yeah. But
Alito is 68. Sotomayor is 64. Lena Kagan's 58. Gorsuch is 51. And now Brett Kavanaugh is 53.
All right. So Gorsuch and Kavanaugh are going to be the solid foundation. Okay. But as I said, these other justices will be rotated out over the years. And so, you know, the battle goes on. The fight's not going to necessarily be, this court's not necessarily going to be conservative for 30 years. Because in 10 or 12 years, if a Democrat is president, when
Roberts retires, Thomas retires.
Exactly, or dies, or something happens, that you think they're going to turn around and say, well, he was a conservative on the court, and, well, we'll just put another conservative in his place.
They didn't. We didn't.
No,
why should they?
It does not work that way. So, you know, all of these, you know, people out there saying, we got a conservative court for 30 years. Don't get carried away here. You got to understand the realities of this, which once again, it all brings it back to the voters and electing the proper people to appoint the people on the court. And that is obviously not just the president of the United States, but the Senate as well. And that brings us to the fight this year, because with this razor-thin margin, should Ruth Bader Ginsburg pass away, say, God forbid, but if she said something should happen to her over the next 2 years, and let's say that it happens in President Trump's fourth year, all right?
And do they Merrick Garland her?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Okay. So with a razor-thin margin in the Senate, they might actually be able to get away with it.
Yep.
I can see, you know, if Flake was there this time, but maybe not next time. Well, actually, he'll be gone, because he's going to be gone at the end of this year because he's retiring.
Right.
But there is still Sass out there.
And Collins.
And Murkowski. So, you know, he needs more help, and he needs more help right now. And we can get it done with Rick Scott. And then that should just carry right on down the ballot. And it really is all about turnout. So
I do wish Ruth Bader Ginsburg a happy, healthy, and very long retirement.
Yeah.
To begin as soon as possible.
That's possible.
She may decide, I don't want to be a justice with this Kavanaugh dude.
I don't know.
I can only hope, because let's face it, she is losing it mentally.
Well, I actually think that she's going to get along with Kavanaugh. I think that she is going to want to show him that he's welcome there.
Let's hope so.
She kind of grandmother him?
In a way, you know, but it was the one who died.
Scalia?
Scalia.
Yes.
Who took her under his wing. Right? Remember that time when she fell asleep in the State of the Union address? It's because they had been sipping wine prior to going into the chamber there. And the two of them were buddies. And Scalia was also a buddy with Elena Kagan. Took her hunting. Maybe she was the one on that trip with him.
Why couldn't he have taken Dick Cheney with him? No, I didn't say that.
I was going to go there, too.
I just thought that, but I didn't say that. Yeah. Can we roll back the tape, Jeff, so I don't say that? No, we can't.
You know, the Supreme Court is a different atmosphere inside the Supreme Court. And I do believe that the justices will try to maintain that there.
They're in the same boat, and they are the only 9 people who are in it.
Right, and they understand that the credibility of what they do is based upon the credibility that they have in the public.
And being nonpartisan wherever and whenever they
can
is a great thing.
Right, and that it is to their own selfish best interest to welcome him in.
Sure.
And say, you know, this is the Supreme Court, where those things are if they're brought here, they're brought here as cases.
They're not
brought here as political allegations.
I've heard that they told him, it might have been Ginsburg who told him, that it's a tradition that when a new justice joins the ranks, that he buys the first round. So look for that.
Of course, he'll be buying beer, right?
Sure. Why not? Of course.
So once again, though, this is all, it's always all about politics and about the elections. And the president's been making this point quite well in these rallies that he's been doing. Another excellent rally last night in Kansas. And he's right. You know, we have to get out and take advantage of this opportunity. The Democrats have done us a favor, but we have to be the ones who put the ball over the goal line and score the touchdown. It's not done yet. Kavanaugh's on the court, but when you think about it, this is a huge victory, but it's a victory that was always supposed to be there. Okay, this was a victory that was, the Democrats were trying to take away something that we already were supposed to have. The president had the prerogative to choose a Supreme Court justice, and the Senate has the prerogative to consider that justice based on his judicial philosophy, which is what was going on.
And it's a shame that when Sotomayor and Kagan were each confirmed, a handful of Republicans voted for them, not because they agreed with them politically or thought they'd be great justices, but because they decided that a president is allowed to pick his own Supreme Court justices.
As Barack Obama himself put it, elections have consequences.
Yeah.
And this
unless you're a Republican, then those
privileges.
Well, it was bipartisan because Joe Manchin voted for Kavanaugh and then got screamed at by a loony in the chamber.
But he might have just saved his job, though,
that's
too.
That's exactly why he did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Democrats don't really mind.
But see, that's sort of the beauty of the system, is that the politics in his state voted him, forced him to do something he didn't want to do, but what is good for the country and for the president. And by the way, as it turns out, didn't need his vote.
Right.
It was 50-48. It could have been 49-49, and Pence would have broken the tie.
Right.
And so...
That's why it wasn't really that necessary a vote, and that's why the Democrats didn't mind him doing that, because it'll save a seat.
That's why we need three or four more senators
And that was my point, and I'll finish right before we go to the break here, is that we were supposed to have the Kavanaugh thing. That was supposed to be a given.
Right.
Okay, the election is not a given. No election is a given. This is where we have to do what we can do to make sure Republicans fill out the Senate and maintain control of the House.
And make the voice of a Murkowski or of a Collins or of a Snow
quieter.
Irrelevant.
Indeed. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We got Brad on the line. We'll take your call, too, at 407-774-8255. And we'll read your 8255. And we'll read your message. And if you want to, on the air by going to Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Newly named Tropical Storm Michael could strengthen to a hurricane as it heads to the Florida Panhandle. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Sunday that the Hurricane Center upgraded the Tropical Depression in the Caribbean to a named tropical storm, saying it had winds of up to 40 miles per hour. The storm could strengthen into a hurricane by Tuesday night, possibly Wednesday. That also according to the Hurricane Center. State police say that the limousine in an upstate New York crash that killed 20 people failed to stop at an intersection. Authorities said at a news conference earlier today that the 2001 Ford Excursion limousine plowed into an unoccupied SUV in a parking lot. Two pedestrians there were also struck and died. The other 18 victims in Saturday's crash were in the limousine. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit TheAnswerOrlando.com, TheAnswerOrlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Process has become a national disgrace. You have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's leaning a little bit right tonight. I could barely see the Senate from the BS coming off of it. All right, so let's all reach down and take those voting levers and keep the seats red.
She's lying. We ain't buying. He's got the trial and never know how. Don't be fearing. Committee steering. Just take the vote and let him take the vow. Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Let's play it on out. Kavanaugh.
You notice I don't sing because I know my limitations.
Was that David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
This was an original song based on the music of Van Halen. It's a group, they call themselves the Cigar Rappers. and they performed all the original music. They did not steal it, like I do. When I do a parody, I just strip the lyrics out and I put my own in. No, they do a professional job of it. I put their
nice work on the guitar.
Yeah,
there.
Everything. The guitar, the drums, they got it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put their Facebook page on our Facebook page if you want to see what they've done. They did one, of course, called Trump, based on Jump. They also did one that I think you're going to like, Chris. If we can get it sometime in the future, we'll get it. Smoke on the Waters. Yeah, we'll have to see how that is.
Smoke on the Waters. I got to hear that
one. Thank you to Smack and G-Money. It looks like G-Money, but he says the G is silent, like in gnocchi.
Okay.
So it's G-Money.
Money.
Well done, guys.
Money. Cool deal. Love it.
Cigar rappers.
All right, let's go to Brad on the line. By the way, that is not
Foster Dennis. I'm Christopher Hart, along with Aubrey Kahn. You are listening to the American Adversaries. We're in the midst of our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour, which we take and give every Sunday evening. Glad to have you along. Brad, how you doing tonight?
Oh, good evening, guys. Really good. I wanted to share two things with you. The first being, if you've ever watched CNN late night, like 2, 3 in the morning, that's when I think they switched to their worldwide,
coverage.
You know, coverage, right, with those same anchors pretty much every night. And they always invite this left-wing professor from England, and, you know, they talk back and forth. Of course, there's no counterpoint. He's a left-winger. And this passes off as their nightly news. And the guy was talking about the Supreme Court and how you've got right-wingers and you've got moderates now. So he basically is calling Ruth Bader Ginsburg a moderate, and this passes off as news, you know. And, of course, I honed in on it because I can critically think. But think about all the millions of people that believe this hack. This left-wing professor. I mean, that's such fake news right there. And, of course, I give examples of that every night. But yet, when you call them out on it, they get all arrogant and they say you're lying and stuff. Well, there you go. That's the number one thing I wanted to share with you.
Well, Ginsburg is a moderate. She's moderately awake when the Supreme Court is in session.
Moderately breathing.
Yeah. The second thing is the Wall Street Journal reported 2 days ago, and of course it's a huge bombshell, which was downplayed by all of mainstream media, and I'm sorry to say that it was. Obviously, the Wall Street Journal reported that Leland Kaiser, who Dr. Ford listed as her lifelong friend who was there 36 years ago, of course we know Leland signed a sworn statement saying, no, it never happened. Well, we now learned, according to the Wall Street Journal's reporters, that she was approached by Dr. Ford's legal team, you know, Katz right. and all these left-wingers, to alter and change her story. That's suborning felony perjury.
Yep.
And CNN and everybody, if that doesn't make your blood boil, and something like that is such a bombshell that could just put this whole thing to rest because now they know what they were doing, and they all deny it and downplay it.
Well,
that is the very essence of fake news, fellas.
It is indeed. Aubrey, would say something.
The problem is that it doesn't matter what the legal team does. If they persuade her and she commits perjury,
which didn't happen.
Right. But it would be
on her. The legal team is still free to carry on and do whatever the heck they want.
Yeah, that's right. And CNN, they don't
get censured.
And they're not going to mention it on CNN and MSNBC. If they do, it'll be in a passing fashion.
At 3 in the morning.
And somehow meant to discredit the story. But here's the thing. This is, and we talked about this with Sidney Powell on the show Friday. We talked about what you're talking about, Brad, and we also talked about what I call, and I didn't say it this way on the show Friday, but it is what I call the Moby Dick phenomena, where Donald Trump is Moby Dick, and all these other people who try to attack and get him turn out getting themselves in the process. They are the Ahabs. If you ever read the book or watched the movie, it's Moby Dick who's the one who swims away in the end. You know, it's not Ahab. Ahab doesn't bring him home. Did I get it wrong?
Yep. No, all the Ahabs end up in the dust.
And then they do. And then it's the one with, who is it that plays such a good Ahab? Is it Robert Mitchum in Moby Dick? And at the end of the movie, Moby Dick's swimming away through the waves, and there he is tied to the whale, you know, by his own ropes. And so here's what's happening. Is, and I thank you for the call, Brad, is that these folks are being, their own follies are exposing them. Their own follies, their own attempts to get Trump are turning around and getting them in the process, exposing them, and perhaps putting them in legal jeopardy. Just look at McCabe and Comey and Strzok and Page. They were all out to get Trump. Where are they now? And you also have in this situation, these lawyers who are being exposed, even the president's calling them out as being, you know, liberal Democrat hacks, basically.
Just got a text from Charlene, our drama queen. It was Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Gregory
Peck.
Thank
you, Charlene.
Yeah, and he played those parts so very well. He could play, you know, a nasty guy so very well. Thank you, yes. So the whole point, though, is all of these people were out to get Kavanaugh, And now they're the ones who are being exposed and perhaps will end up in a predicament, shall we say.
To them, it's the ends justifying the means. By any means necessary is what we've been hearing. That whole cancel Kavanaugh hashtag, that's still going on. That hasn't stopped. They are going to look for ways to make him ineffective.
They're
going to
keep harassing him and his family whenever something happens at the Supreme Court, just like they did to Justice Clarence Thomas.
Unless something is done to make them stop it.
And you know what that is? There is something to do.
Can get arrested.
No. We keep winning the elections. This, once again, this is all about capitalizing on this opportunity here. It's an opportunity to show, once again, as the president said, and as we've said on this show on other occasions, is that you can't allow the other side to get away with these tactics. You must make them lose as a result of it. That's how you get them to stop doing it. Is not only doesn't work for Kavanaugh, but they end up losing at the polls.
Because it backfires.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guarantee you, if the Republicans win at the polls this November, they're all the analysis the next day is going to be saying, Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh. I guarantee you. So let's win at the polls and see if I'm right. Now we have another motivation to go out and vote.
To see if Chris is right.
Exactly. Because I guarantee you, they will look back upon this as a monumental event, and it has been. And it's only because they have shot themselves in the foot. But that doesn't mean, once again, if they fumbled the ball on the one-yard line, it doesn't mean that we've scored a touchdown. So we have to do the other work. We have to go on the offensive. We have to take action. And that action is not only to vote, but to try to get others out to vote as well.
Yeah, and to try to appeal basically to the people in the middle.
I
think about those middle 30, 35% of people, most of whom are not involved in the political process normally.
Yeah.
We kind of eat, sleep, and breathe it.
Right.
Because that's what we do for the show.
It's the life's blood.
And to me, it's a fun thing.
Right.
But to those people who are thinking of sitting out because it's not a presidential election, we got to get to them and say, so what do you think happened to this justice? What do you think that what happened to him was fair? Do you think that was honest? Do you think it's something that you want the people who did this to run our nation? If you do, well, go out and vote for them. But if you don't, go out and vote for the conservatives who are going to try to keep that from happening in the future.
Exactly. And it's as simple as this. Do you want results or do you want more resistance? Because, and it's kind of the same thing in the governor's race here in Florida. We're either going to get more results with a Republican governor or a lot of resistance from Gillum, because he's not going to be able to pass his agenda, but he will be able to resist the Republicans from doing anything that they want to do, including pass a budget, which they are required to do by the state constitution. So he could really muck things up pretty nastily.
He could be a speed bump for several years.
Yeah. He sure could. And he would wrangle some concessions out of the Republicans just to get a budget passed. So, you know, we have laying before us a grand opportunity to score a touchdown and run up the score a little bit, or squander the opportunity and be frustrated as a result.
Well, we're not going to take a knee. No way are we going to take a knee.
No. No, we're either going to score this touchdown or we're going to miss the opportunity and come away with nothing. That's the way it works.
Well, then we need to elect some real Republicans.
Well, that's what I'm
not
saying.
Not so many darned rhinos, and that's the big thing.
At this point, it's all about electing Republicans, period. And then we'll see if they prove themselves to be rhinos or not. And then people like Murkowski, will deal with them in due course. But the course for right now is set. The table is set. Okay? So it's either vote Republican or Democrat or don't vote. So the options are limited. And we got some hot races right here in Central Florida with Mike Miller running against Stephanie Murphy. And that is a doable race. That is a race we should win. I keep saying doable. I should start saying that is a race that we should not lose, because we do have the numbers to win that race. And it's tougher down there in District 9 with Wayne Liebnitsky.
He's put up a great fight, though.
And he has. And he's gotten a lot more traction this time around. And Soto is identifying himself as a democratic socialist. I tell you, we have great opportunities here. All right, we got Eddie on the line, but I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take Eddie's phone call and yours as well. And we are on our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. But don't forget, when we wrap it up at 8 o'clock, you got 3 more hours of great live radio right here on these stations with Armed American Radio, Mark Walters, and HWR Hawkins, and all of them. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of our show after this short break.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Hey, guys out there, thank you for watching and listening on Facebook. We really do appreciate that. Hope you liked that Kavanaugh tune. We loved it. And thanks again to the cigar rappers. And, yeah, I'll be getting toasted after the show, toasting your song. All right, so 407-774 after.
Yeah, this is heavy equipment. We can't be running it if we're going to be imbibing.
407-774-8255 is the number. And I didn't say how I'd be getting toasted. All right, let's go to Eddie on the line. Hey, how are you doing tonight, Eddie? Appreciate you being out there on a Sunday night.
Hey, Chris. Kind of interesting going from the dynamic duo to the Three Musketeers tonight with Nostradamus there. So
thank you.
Nice addition.
That's Nostradamus.
Yeah. Damus was my 14th grandfather, I think.
Yes, yeah, something like that.
Twice removed, once expelled.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
You know, just another Moby Dick story.
That's it.
Hey, You know, I don't follow a lot of social media, but what I've been watching is I see these articles pop up, you know, and I go back and I've been reading the reactions. And, you know, it's pretty – the reactions are so much more that this red wave is going to take place. A lot of people saw through this charade that this thing really ended up being. But, you know, but here's one I thought that was so apropos that you don't even hear spelled out. And this is what – listen to this. Either it happened and it ruined her life and she wants to pursue it to the end of the earth, or it's a false accusation, and she lied under oath. So was she lying then, or is she lying now? And that is the honest truth. You know, it's either one of them. There's no in-between in this story.
Well, she is not pursuing it, so you make your own judgment from there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the general public is absolutely looking at this right now, and they're seeing it for what it is. So, gentlemen of the Madden Adversaries, the voices that are out there, keep it up. The rest of us out here, appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's very difficult for anyone to prove that Democrats lie, because President Reagan summed them up. He said, Democrats just don't know what they don't know.
No, I think he said...
It's not so much that they don't know anything, it's that what they know is so wrong.
Wrong, that's right, yeah. So it's not a lie if you believe it, right? All right, thanks again, Eddie. Appreciate you being out there. Let's go to Steve now. Thank you for calling tonight, Steve, and thank you for being out there with us tonight.
Absolutely. It's a great day for our nation yesterday. And
sure was.
Tickled you're speaking about it. When all the dust settles, we're going to find out how the Democrats were playing checkers and the president was playing three-dimensional chess. And this was the biggest sting we've ever done on the Democrats, we being the conservatives. And Mr. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, knew from the get-go what was going to happen. All fingers will point to Hillary running the operation, McCleary, Leyland, everything. And Soros was funding it. The direct action, all of those protesters are paid by the hour. You could tell by their printed-up union-produced signs.
Right, yeah.
But when the dust settles, we're going to find out ex-FBI operatives, ex-CIA, ex-Justice Department, just like the Mueller-Russia hoax, was all run by Hillary.
That's what happens when you try to clean up the swamp. You got a whole bunch of swamp creatures with a lot of time on their hands.
And here's the thing, though. You know, I'm not so sure that this was a sting operation, I believe, as you put it there, Steve, by the president or the Republicans. I believe it's just as we see it, and as we called it on the show, and as the president echoed our words last night, they overplayed their hand. They tried something because they're so desperate to get Trump. This is why I liken it to the Moby Dick story. It's their desperation, their obsession with getting Trump.
In. They were all in on this.
And they're making bad misjudgments along the way.
This judgment's going to crater the Democrat Party for decades
because
the whole world was exposed. See, there's more than one information source than NBC News or CNN.
Right.
We have alternate sources, and we know what they did.
Right.
And what they did was so unconscionable to try to destroy a good man's life right in front of God and everybody. They will pay.
And that's where I'm going with this, see? This is bigger than just, you know, politics in Washington, D.C. This has got the hand of God, the hand of poetic justice all over it.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. The end result you have is correct, that they're all being exposed, and this is going to lead back to, at some point, to the Clintons, just as Kavanaugh said, but it's by their own doing. It is not as though the Republicans set up a trap for them. They did this themselves. They did not have to go down this road. Just like Herr Mueller, they didn't have to go down that road, but look at what has happened. Yeah, they've indicted some Russians. They just indicted seven more Russians. But when they indicted these seven more Russians, we now know that the hacking went back to 2014.
Wait, 2014. Who was the president?
Right. So, the end result you got exactly right. But I would say this is more the hand of God all over it than anybody playing sophisticated politics. And I would love to give President Trump that credit.
We will see who the white hats and who the black hats are before Trump's term is up.
Yeah, we're seeing it.
He should elect to run again, no one will be able to stop him on the Democrat side. Who,
no.
Kamala Harris? I mean,
no.
Biden is going to be indicted for his China fraud.
All of these people,
they're not going to be on the playing field anymore. They will be gone.
You see, the thing that they have to deal with Trump is he's from the real world, and he has brought the real world into Washington, D.C., and they don't know how to cope with it. Because they've never really...
Well, he's coped with the mafia in New York building his biddies.
But see,
and the corrupt New York City government. Boy, these people are just like child's play to him.
Exactly. And they've never had to deal with that situation. So they don't know how to deal with it. So they're trying to eliminate it. And in trying to eliminate it, they are eliminating themselves. All right. Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate the phone call. All right. Thank you again for being out there on Sunday night. So once again, this is poetic justice is what we are witnessing here. It's not, I don't think, a sophisticated move by Trump. Is just looking for opportunities. He takes them and then he holds on. What Trump did was not let go. He didn't let go to his nominee. He didn't let go to the fight. He didn't give up in any way. He stood firm. And what happened along the way? Others began to stand firm behind him.
I wonder if once the midterms are over and once we figure out whether what we think is going to happen, what Brian Blair always says is going to happen, it's going to be a huge blue wave, a huge red wave.
Yeah.
That if that happens, I wonder if at that point we see a different Jeff Sessions. I wonder if Sidney Powell is right, and if this Jeff Sessions is just keeping his powder dry, waiting, finding the right time to do what he should have been doing.
Yeah. Well, as Tom Petty says, the waiting is the hardest part.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you're going to have to wait for a little bit now before we get back to the conversation because we have to take a break. But how sweet it is. That's Jackie Gleason. Do you know Jackie Gleason composed this song? He did not know how to write music, but he composed it.
Big time music composer. He did a lot of the music.
Did you know he was also a disc jockey?
Ooh.
When he was a young guy?
Yes.
How sweet it is. And away we go.
News, opinion, passion. News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The upstate New York crash Saturday that killed 20 people, being called the deadliest transportation crash in the U.S. in almost a decade by the NTSB.
State police say a 2001 Ford Excursion limousine carrying 18 adults blew through a stop sign at the end of a highway in the town of Schoharie, plowing into an empty SUV in a parking lot and killing two pedestrians besides the 18 people in the limo. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says they're investigating.
20 fatalities is just horrific. I've been on the board for 12 years, and this is one of the biggest loss of lives that we've seen in a long, long time.
The 18 people in the limousine were on their way to a birthday party around 2 in the afternoon on Saturday, according to Valerie Abeling, an aunt of one of the victims, who says her niece had just gotten married in June. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate's majority leader says the chamber won't be irreparably damaged by the wrenching debate over sexual misconduct that has swirled around new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Mitch McConnell says that Kavanaugh's confirmation was a shining moment for the GOP heading into next month's elections. U.S. regulators have approved a modernized version of a decades-old antibiotic used to treat a number of infections.
Paratek Pharmaceuticals' NuZera was designed to overcome the problem of resistance to tetracycline, an antibiotic widely used until recent years. The company said the Food and Drug Administration approved NuZera for treating bacterial pneumonia and severe skin infections. Paratek plans to launch the antibiotic early next year, initially for use in hospitals. It hasn't disclosed the price.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Interpol says the Chinese official who was reported missing has resigned as the head of the International Police Agency. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit JJCMarketingSolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Number two of the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. That's right, folks. We're here. We're live in Central Florida. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And that's right, you can see and hear us. We are up on the Titan Cave cam. That's right, on an American Adversaries Facebook page. We appreciate that. And we've been getting a really positive response to the cigar rapper's tune.
Yeah, man.
Called Kavanaugh.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, so we're going to play it again.
At the end of the show?
Yeah, at the end of the show.
Do we have to pay royalties?
No. Just so you guys
They're
know.
They're listening.
The parody fair use law says that you are allowed to do a parody of a song. A couple of things. One is you can't make any money off it unless you have a deal with the person who wrote the song.
Right.
In this case, these guys aren't making any money for it. They're just doing it for the fun of it and because of the message.
Well, I tell you what, we'll make it up to them. We'll make it up to the guys.
And let me just point out, I know the guy who wrote the original song, and I think he's becoming a conservative.
Is that
That's
right?
That's all I'm going to say.
Weird Al Yankovic.
That's all. No, not Weird
Al. Weird Al Yankovic made money doing parodies
yes.
of songs.
No, with permission.
With permission.
He's talking about the original song that they did the parody of.
Panama, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The guy playing the guitar is a big liberal, but the guy who wrote the song is the only one who gets a vote.
I like that.
Also, big news from college football.
Yeah?
The new rankings are out, and what did I predict last hour?
UCF will be in the top 10.
In the AP poll, they are number 10, right behind Texas and just ahead of Oklahoma.
All right.
In the coaches poll, they are number 9.
All right.
Right behind Penn State.
All
Take
right.
that, Macbeth.
Yeah, he's out there. He's probably just getting back from Buffalo. He's probably still up there. He may just, because when did Buffalo play today? Did they play earlier
today?
They
were 1 o'clock, so even if.
He may be heading home right now. Yeah, so we'll needle him about that, that's for sure. All right, that is Nostra Dennis. I am Christopher Hart, along with Aubrey Kahn. We are now joined in studio by Kathy Santos. Tomasino, and you can join us as well. We are in the Relax and Comfort Studios, and the number here is 407-774-8255.
We've been talking about the Kavanaugh thing and it's and how it is a change. It's representative, I guess, of changes going on in Washington, D.C., but it also represents a huge opportunity for us again. Once again, I likened it to a football game where the opposing team has fumbled the ball on their own one-yard line, but that doesn't mean we get 7 points automatically. We still have to get in there and run the offense and score. And that can sometimes be difficult to do, even when the opportunity is right there in front of you. So we got to focus our energy. You know, it's only 4 weeks from Tuesday. You know, you can already get absentee. People are already getting absentee ballots.
A few friends of mine already have.
And by the way, we are going to go over the amendments on the show. And we'll also be putting stuff on our Facebook and website as to who our recommendations are. It should be pretty obvious. I mean, for most of them, it's pretty obvious. The big ones, Rick Scott, obviously, DeSantis, Mike Miller, Wayne Liebnitsky here in Central Florida. But there are also these other more local races that we'll be making recommendations on as well.
There's some county commission seats up, too.
Yeah, exactly. You have Fred Brummer's seat right up here in Apopka that's up, for instance. And then you got the big sheriff's election down here in Orange County.
Yep.
And so we will be making recommendations and getting you more information on all of those things. So once again, though, the ballots are already being filled out. The voting is already starting. And 4 weeks from Tuesday, we're going to know how all of this thing plays out. Once again, the president will be in town tomorrow, but it's not for a rally. It's for a private event, a convention event for the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
No tickets available.
Yeah.
But you know there's going to be protesters out there. You know. There'll be a few people.
Most likely. And that's okay. That's okay.
That's America.
By the way, did you see how hard the media tried yesterday to make that crowd in front of the Supreme Court building look big?
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't. It was, I don't know, how many, several hundred, Kathy, would you
say?
There
were several hundred, but they weren't all anti-Kavanaugh protesters. There were families that just happened to be on the lawn that particular time.
Yeah, Fox News guy was running around saying, are you protesting? No. Are you protesting? No.
The liberals were exploiting them.
Yeah.
They just wanted to make it look like a big rally.
Right. And what was with the lady who jumped up on Lady Justice's lap on the big granite statue?
As my uncle used to say, one of my dad's brothers used to say, some people do anything to get their picture in the paper.
Well, she did. I think she got arrested. I'm not sure.
And it was so pitiful that they had to rush up onto the steps to look like there was something going on. And once they got up on the steps, that was about the size of the crowd.
They do that at Obama rallies, too.
Yeah.
Because he gets, what, 800 showing up in a 13,000-seat auditorium?
But what's an Obama rally?
But here's...
It's like a...
a funeral.
Like an AA meeting,
like
but smaller?
Yeah, like a funeral.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Earlier in the day, the crowd was bigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Before the vote.
Yeah, because they had counter-protesters.
Well, but the point is that the crowd began to wane as the day went on. And the protesters from both sides, it was primarily, there may have been some counter-protesters there, but to be honest with you, it was primarily Me Too movement-type protesters who were there. But here's the thing, is that once again, they began to leave. The crowd did not build as the day went on. The crowd got smaller. And by the way, it was a nice day in Washington, D.C. yesterday. It was like mid to upper 70s, shirt-sleeve weather, beautiful day. And the crowd got smaller as the day went on. And I'm almost hesitant to say this, since the theme of tonight's show is capitalizing on this opportunity. But what that may mean is that the enthusiasm on the other side is waning as a result of this defeat. This is a disheartening defeat.
A big defeat can do one of two things. It can either inspire you to get even better next time, or it can crush you.
Exactly. Which is, to get back to the election, why we need to deliver this defeat to them again.
However,
because they will have to deal with the reality that this business of going after Trump and all of this resistance is not going to win them an election.
Well,
I think it's been a shot in the arm for the conservatives and the independents.
Yeah.
And I think they were waiting to see how this played out. And now that all the details are coming out about this Ford and what a con job it was and how despicable the actions of
Avenatti and his crew, because that's all they were, was his crew, what they did to undermine the good reputation of a judge was just despicable. And the left, how are they going to justify the actions of those people? How do you justify that?
They'll move on to a different battle. They'll they'll not address it at all.
They'll go back to the Russian thing.
Well, see, here's where the Trump effect comes in. He won't let them. He's going to be going around the country. He's come up with a fabulous line. Do you want rule of law or do you want mob rule? Yeah. I'm paraphrasing to some extent, but that's what he's saying. Do you want rule of law or do you want the rule of mobs?
And all it'll take is a couple of well-placed comments like that at a rally or a single tweet at 5 in the morning to change the news cycle for the next 24 hours.
And you know and what
even
else?
Even McConnell's saying this.
You know what else is amazing? You would think the momentum of the Trump rallies would kind of wane a little bit because after the election, they are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And they're big in states that are union heavy.
Exactly. Yep. Or small rural areas like that. Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yep. People came
there
from hours around.
That drove 200 miles to see him at that rally and they didn't all get in.
Well, by the way.
I mean, that tells you how motivated the conservative movement is right now.
Aubrey, jump in.
Well, I was going to go back to why the crowds are waning at the Democrat protests.
Well, at this one yesterday. Now, this may not be a trend, but this is what happened yesterday.
Well, when you take a look at some of the rallies they've had, and like Obama and so on, they're waning. And the possible reason is, remember, Trump has said that we need to put people back to work.
Yep.
All right. And to do that, we're going to start tightening up on welfare so that they only get welfare for a certain number of months, and then they're going to have to go find a job.
Yeah, he said just yesterday, the truly needy need the security of welfare. The rest of us, including illegal aliens, do not. That's not what the system is for.
And so what is happening is you're seeing that the unemployment is going down, even though the unemployment numbers are climbing because people are coming back into the workforce and looking for work. So now we've got Democrats out there that have got jobs. They don't need Soros's handouts.
And they don't have the time to go out and protest because
they're working 40 hours a week.
Well, not all of them anyway.
Have you noticed the protesters are mostly millennials? And they're mostly women
or college students. They're either millennials or old women. They remind me of, do you ever see the movie Harold and Maude?
Oh, I love that movie. Yep.
They remind me of Ruth Gordon.
Harold or Maude, yes.
Ruth Gordon in the movie, though, she plays this liberal protester right to the very end.
But there
right?
are a lot of young women at that.
Who said she was acting?
There is someone that is not benefiting from a Trump presidency.
No.
At least not financially. As a matter of fact, this person has taken a huge hit.
I know who.
And it is?
Donald Trump.
Indeed. The presidency is costing Donald Trump. This is from the New York Post from Wednesday, I believe. The president's net worth has fallen by more than $1 billion since he descended the escalator at Trump Tower and launched his campaign, sending him tumbling on the Forbes 400 list. The magazine reported Tuesday in an article called How Trump is Trying and Failing to Get Rich Off His Presidency.
How about this? His job
Take
as a
that
public...
for all those people out there who say, you know, that he's violating the whatever act it is.
His job is a public service, and he's doing this to serve our nation.
And he's and not getting a paycheck.
He's donating.
And
the fact that he is losing, imagine if you had $1 million in the bank and then did something altruistic and then came back and found out you had $700,000 in the bank. You'd wonder if you should do it again. He's not. He's going to do it again.
Well, I know exactly how the man feels after having been in doing a brokered radio show.
That's why they call it broker, right? You got broker every week?
Indeed. I know just how he feels, though, and I wouldn't trade the experience for a thing either. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue the conversation. We're almost halfway in, but that means we've still got halfway to go tonight with our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. And don't forget, please check out our brand new website and register for a great prize drawing. You can see the prize list right there. The drawing will be November 7th as we do a live remote broadcast from Kitland Park here in Apopka up the street from us here, where the Traveling Vietnam War Memorial will be. They'll be doing an opening ceremony that night. It'll be here for Veterans Day weekend. And Colonel Danny McKnight will be with us that night on the show as well. Matter of fact, I may have him do the actual drawing of the name of the winner.
Ooh.
That or we'll pick somebody out of the crowd. And it could be you if you're there with us. That's November 7th. We'll be right back with more of tonight's show after this break.
Low rider, rider,
here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceana Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
My honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
All right, once again, that's the great tune, Kavanaugh, by the Cigar Rappers. And they got a Facebook page where you can go see that?
They do. Go to our Facebook page, and it's our latest post on our Facebook page. It's a link to theirs.
All right.
They have a couple of great parody songs up there. And you know, Facebook and YouTube take turns keeping on taking them down. So get there and see it and try to save it if you can, because it might not be there for very long.
All right. We'll be playing it again at the tail end of our show tonight as we wrap things up. It's cute tune. Kavanaugh. All right. All right. Well, once again, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. A little bit about Susan Collins' speech the other day, because she's getting a lot of praise, as she should, for that speech. It was a well-thought-out, well-written speech, but it was a methodical speech. She went through and she made her case as to why she was going to vote to confirm Justice Kavanaugh.
Apparently, she does that on virtually every crucial vote.
Is that right?
She's very deliberate, very measured in how she approaches every vote she makes.
And that can be very frustrating and aggravating.
Yeah, but you know what? It's when you're a senator, that's what the Senate was intended to be.
And in this case, it was called for. And she, I must say, it was remarkably objective in how she presented her case. It was as though she was making a closing argument in a court of law. And by the way, all this business about this wasn't legal, he was just applying for a job. No, 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 no. This was about the very essence of our legal system.
Yeah.
If you can't apply the essence of our legal system in this situation, it's worthless. And in essence, that's the argument that she made. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly what you said. You read my mind. It was almost like a prosecutor making his closing argument to a jury.
Well, in this case, I would say a defense attorney, but yeah.
I mean, obviously, you had Kavanaugh's future hanging in the balance. This was a serious issue.
And the future, not just of Kavanaugh, but of the Senate and how business is done. See, she took it to that next level. She took it to the philosophical level.
Right.
And this is the point I wanted to make. She took it to the level where we actually take things. And that is to look at the larger philosophical things at play here, because the Democrats don't want to go near those things. Because those are what they're trying to destroy. And it's those things they're trying to erode.
And it impacted every person who's going to be nominated for the Supreme Court from this point forward.
And could impact people in everyday lives.
Right.
Because once again, if you do away with the standard of innocent until proven guilty, you undermine our whole constitutional way of living.
You change what America is.
Exactly. Fundamentally.
I mean, it scares me to think the repercussions of that. Everybody who is falsely accused now could have a jail sentence on that whole paradigm shift. I think it's frightening to think that the liberals were going to twist that to serve their own agenda. And that this man who, big deal, he was in high school drinking. I mean, come on, every one of us has done something in high school.
The liberals haven't changed.
Or college or whatever.
Go ahead.
The liberals haven't changed their tactics for a long time. They've always accused Republicans, and it's never been what they can prove. It's always been, as they've said, the seriousness of the charge.
It's a double standard if it applies to them.
Until now. You're right.
Today they
until
got this now, week they got rebuffed.
It
they got
did
told,
not work this time.
This is not happening. Well,
right. And the difference was Trump. And a lot of people have said this over the week. If this had been George W. Bush was the president, his father was the president,
they would have all backed down and laid down, played dead.
Reagan.
Yep. Kavanaugh would have been pulled from the nomination.
Exactly. Yes. So you're right until now. And the difference was Trump. And maybe he's changed the equation going forward because he has shown the way.
Yes, but the liberals are not going to change their methodology.
Good.
Yes.
Their methodology isn't working, so keep doing it.
They will continue to drum up false charges.
But again, the equation has changed on them. It's like Trump has grabbed them and yanked their clothes off.
That has happened this time.
Yes, and it will happen again. This is the thing I'm saying here, is that Trump has changed the dynamic. He has shown the Republicans that you can, quote unquote, get away with being tough. And this is going to have a lingering effect because, in part, the rallies. It goes over, as they say in the wrestling business, he's going over. In other words, people are loving it. And they're going to want more of it. They're not going to want to go back to the old ways. And the Democrats, you're right, will keep trying because they're slow learners. But eventually, we will, by whipping them at the polls, teach them to change their ways. Let Aubrey go first.
We have one stumbling block, and that is
if we keep electing moderate Republicans.
I understand.
Because they will back down. If we elect a moderate Republican president, that tactic will work again.
All right,
we'll the problem is that Republicans do not work the same way.
Yeah.
And well, so when a Democrat is put forward to, let's say, the Supreme Court, they look at his judicial record, and if he fits into what a judge is supposed to be, he gets elected. Yeah,
I understand where you're coming from there. What I'm saying is that Trump has changed the dynamic. Politics are not going to be politics as usual in Washington, D.C. anymore.
I was going to mimic what you said earlier, Chris.
What's that?
Well, Trump has set a new tempo.
It's a new standard.
He's the alpha dog now, and he only wants to work with alpha dogs because they get things done. It's sort of like your theory about professional wrestling and the big guy in the ring comes in and everyone cheers him. They want him to win. And it's sort of like people are rallying now around the alpha dog presidency. I mean,
but what Aubrey's saying is when influence. Trump is gone, and he will be gone in 2024, who will be the next alpha dog?
Or are we going to have
another? Will there be another chihuahua?
But what you're missing,
that's the problem.
What you're missing here, what you're thinking is that the Democrat Party itself is not going to change. And that's where I think you're wrong. I think that the Democrat Party is going to be forced to change their ways.
But how long is it going to take?
It's going to take several more election cycles. That's why it's so very important to get out right now, whip them in 2018, and then a landslide election for Trump in 2020. And I bet you the bottom dollar that the Democratic Party will then change their ways because their ways won't work. Here's how you get them to change their ways. You don't allow their ways to work. And this is what Trump is showing, is that it can be done. No other Republican has been able to demonstrate that the way he has. And this is what it all comes down to the public. And the public is going to demand a president like Trump going forward. And what I mean by that is not necessarily a Republican or Democrat, but that a president who cuts through the nonsense and gets results. Because that's what this president is all about, getting results. That's why Mike and I knew he was going to go far in the very beginning, is because he's a man who's used to getting results. He builds skyscrapers. You can't do that. You know that from being in the inspection business. You cannot do that without seeing results every day. And so he demands, as you said, that things get done. Dennis?
Yep. You need a firm foundation underneath what you're building. Right, Aubrey?
Of course.
Oh, by the way, this from our friend Sebastian. You are wrong, Chris.
Why's that?
Bad to the Bone is not Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's George Thorogood and the... not Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Oh,
come on,
God.
Man.
I got caught up in that slide. Sorry. Duh. All right, I lose the trivia contest tonight. We'll be back, though.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The aunt of one of the victims in a limousine crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York says that the vehicle was on its way to a birthday party. Valerie Ebeling says newlyweds Aaron Bertucci and Shane McGowan were among those killed. She says that Bertucci was 34, McGowan was 30. She says the family has not learned much about the circumstances of the crash. It isn't clear whose birthday it was. The average U.S. price of regular-grade gasoline has spiked 7 cents a gallon over the past couple of weeks, costing $2.97. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says that is 41 cents a gallon higher than at this time last year. Lundberg said Sunday that rising crude oil prices are the main reason for the increase at the pump. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, wayneforuscongress.com. That is wayneforuscongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax and Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hello to my fellow pastors in the central area of the great state of Florida. My name is Paul Blair. I used to play professional football for the Chicago Bears back in the 1980s, but I've been pastoring and serving the Lord for the last 17 plus years. I've been honored to come and be the keynote speaker at the Words Pastors Appreciation Brunch presented by Timothy Partners Limited on Thursday, October the 11th. Let's reclaim America for Christ together. You can register now at thewordorlando.com. That's thewordorlando.com. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from GLOW, one of the Park Avenue Knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Yeah, one of these days we'll find out about that.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here all talking on the American Adversaries radio show, but you can talk with us.
Mm. And she can pin me down if she really wants.
Yeah, that's right. We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. That is Aubrey Kahn, along with Kathy Santomassino. I am Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number here tonight. You know, as I was reading this little story, and it's not a long one, that was in the New York Post this past week, about how the presidency has cost President Trump $1 billion of his net worth. He's still pretty well off, so don't you know, don't go setting up a GoFundMe page for him yet. But he is, in another sense, though, I don't think this presidency is going to cost him like it does other men. For instance, Barack Obama and George W. Bush.
What did it cost Obama?
Let me finish. If you look at pictures of them when they were first inaugurated as to when they finished their presidencies, you saw quite a change in their appearance. You saw a lot more gray hair and a lot more wrinkles. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Especially Obama.
Yeah, because he was a very young man. And when he became president, he was the first president younger than me. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So at least now the balance is back correct again. We have a president who's older than
me. 70, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. When President Trump gets finished in 6 years, I hope, I pray, I don't think he's going to look much different.
No, because he keeps dyeing his hair.
No, it's more than that. It's that the job does not wear on him like it does these other people.
I think he thrives on it.
He thrives on challenge.
And this has been a heck of a challenge.
Loving every minute of it.
And even with, I don't know, I'd say that, but he certainly is enjoying himself in an overall sense. But I'm sure he has moments of frustration. But overall, yeah, he's in his element. And even with all this hair Mueller business and all, it is not going to slow him down from doing what he wants to do.
And I have to say, I think Trump has a better support system than Obama had. Obama really didn't have a lot of friends. No, really, you know, Obama didn't have a wide circle of friends.
Well,
and Trump, everybody loves him in his circle of friends.
Yes and no.
Well, not in Washington, but I mean, he has friends that go way back, like Larry Kudlow, who was on Maria's show this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, he's known Trump for like 25 years, and he's his economic advisor. And Trump surrounds himself with people that he trusts.
Well, that's just it, though. He has a very, very small, as a matter of fact.
His inner circle's very small, but very loyal.
But he has a big family.
Yeah. But even at that, his people that he actually really trusts as president has shrunken. And because of all the leaks and the stabbing in the back and all of that sort of thing. But here's the thing. Trump doesn't need a big circle of advisors. At the end of the day, he needs people who can execute, who can get things done. Look at Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo was he's doing the Eastern tour. He was in Japan, South Korea, met with young Kim Jong-un, had a nice meeting, and they're setting up bigger things. He has chosen people that he wants them to get out there and get something done.
Yeah, he wants go-getters.
He wants people, exactly.
Whereas Obama wanted yes men. And you don't know how big Obama's circle of friends are because all his records are sealed.
Well, yeah. In fact, Obama was known to be aloof. In the evenings, he did not entertain a lot of guests at the White House.
Unless they were celebrities and they came to fawn over him.
But even then, it wasn't so much in the evening. It would do it during the day.
But they weren't acquaintances. There's a difference.
During regular business hours, he doesn't associate with people like Trump does. He's never known how to he's never, how shall I put this? He's never really kind of felt like he fit in, because he was a boy. When he was a boy, he had, you know, mixed parents. And didn't really know what that was all about, and the grandparents did raised him for a number of years, but he also had a stepfather who raised him for a number of years in Indonesia. I mean, he didn't really have any solid roots. It was like his young life was all over the place.
Well, that's one of the reasons why he smoked and did drugs in college.
Possibly. You know, possibly.
That's where his circle of friends come from.
He was trying to fit in.
Potheads.
He was just trying to fit in. And as a matter of fact, as the story goes, when he first got to Chicago, he would show up at the basketball courts and try to play on the basketball courts. And, of course, in Chicago, you got to be pretty good to play on the courts in the hood, right? You can't just, you know, you got to know what you're doing. Tell me if I'm wrong, Jeff. I mean, they take basketball very seriously in Chicago, do they not?
They sure do.
So he shows up in the hood, and they're like, who's this geek, right? Who's this guy? And he and Michelle kind of took a little liking to one another. And if it weren't for her, he never would have been anything.
She's the power behind the throne.
Well, she's what got him to the connections that he needed to get to where he was and to where he got. And
plus, he never really worked a day in his life either.
No,
he didn't. Compare him to Trump.
No, he didn't really have to. And it was affirmative action, got him into school and all of that.
He was
privileged. And by the way, his grandmother, his mother's mother and father, they were pretty well off. His grandmother was a banker, and they were upper middle class. Mm-hmm. And so he never went wanting. He never lived in poverty. He was never homeless. But in a way, he was homeless because he didn't have that.
The roots.
And the parent structure. Because his mom was all over the place. She was in and out, in and out. And the grandparents were the, you know, they were tried to do what they could. But when the mom would come and want the kid, she got the kid. So he never really had a home in that sense, even though he wasn't homeless in the sense that we think of it when we think of somebody who is homeless. And so he never really fit in. And so he never really developed the friendships or even the ability to have those friendships. And,
or the business acumen that you need to run anything, whether it's a government position or a business. He never had, I don't think he had mentors in a business environment.
He never really had to make decisions.
Trump was working when he was a young boy for his father's construction business. Right. So he was very hands-on at a young age and learned to manage time and learned how to work in an environment where there's resistance a lot of times.
Well, not only that, but he understands how to make decisions that affects people's lives, many people's lives, directly. Obama never had to do anything. The closest thing he did to that was his grassroots...
his community fundraising.
Community organizing
stuff. At best, he was a 40-hour-a-week kind of guy.
But see, that's not actually doing anything. That's trying to stop other things from being done. And so it's the whole different dynamic.
That's not dealing
with
balance sheets and money.
And see, he did have a lot of advisors. And the problem was, though, he didn't know how to make up his mind. Mm-mm. He didn't know how to make a decision. And we saw it early on in the business about, remember, the troop levels in Afghanistan. You remember how that went on and went on and went on? Because he didn't know what to do. And he was getting advice from all different sources. And because he had nothing to really ground himself to be able to make a decision upon, he didn't know where to go.
Exactly.
But Trump is not like that.
And another thing I have to say about Trump is he has incredible instincts that Obama never had. And when you own a business, you rely on your instincts probably a majority of the time.
Yep.
A lot of it's common sense. Granted, you have to be book smart.
Right.
But the one thing you don't learn in college is your instincts. You have to have good instincts in order to make smart decisions, not rash decisions.
But you also have to have something to go along with those instincts, and that is the faith to trust in them. Because going on instinct is kind of like having faith.
Right.
It's like, I know this is going to work out, but I can't explain it to you how it's going to do.
Another thing, Chris, and I know you'll agree with me on this, is certain people, they're born to be leaders. And Trump inherently was born to be a leader. Obama, I'm not so sure about. What do you think?
Obviously not. And that's the whole thing. Even if he had been born to be a leader, he was never able to develop that as he grew up and was a young man. He never had to develop the leadership skills that, once again, Trump had to have, not only as the head of a business, but the head of a business that builds buildings.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to be an awesome leader to get that done.
And you're dealing with budget and balance sheets and financial statements
and personalities and
loans
and politics
and people's personalities and unreliable people and deadlines. I mean, I can only imagine his father and how well he trained him.
Well, it was a chip off the old block.
His father was very, very smart.
And they actually thought that it would be the older brother who would be the one who took the mantle.
Who was an alcoholic.
Yeah, and he just couldn't deal with it. All right, so we will take a break. We will have to deal with that, but we will come back on the other side with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. And don't forget, at 7 o'clock, we got a whole another hour to go. Kathy's got a bunch of odd stories for you. I got one or two. Do you know what today is?
October 7th.
And very good, Kathy. But you didn't say Sunday, October 7th.
Sunday.
My goodness.
It is a very special day that used to, have a very strange event that would happen every day, every night on this date. Some of you may know who I'm talking about, what I'm talking about. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later on. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Sunday evening, 3-hour classic tour, and we'll be right back.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors, they're ruined.
ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show. Get out the Klieg lights or whatever they're called, spotlights. The overture. All right, welcome back, as I said, to the American Adversaries Radio Show. A little Hollywood music for you there. You know, the station has a contest going on until October the 23rd, where somebody is going to win an iPad Pro.
And I'm not eligible.
And you're not eligible. And all you have to do is go to theanswerorlando.com and click on the story button, story banner there, and read the rules for the contest. Here's what they're looking for. They're looking for input as to what you think about the programming here at the station, in particular, how it helps you make your day, how it fits into your day. What do you get out of listening to the programming here on this Salem station? And, of course, we would like you to highlight our show and say, we love listening to the American Adversary so much we wouldn't do anything else, or something to the effect. What they're looking for is a little video that you can do pretty much anybody. If you've got a smartphone, you just, you know, do the video and point it at yourself, like you would do a selfie, and you can talk directly into the phone. If you would like to do a more, say, elaborate production, you can do that if you want to get some help from somebody else. But mainly they're looking for testimonials. And testimonials, once again, as to why you listen to the station and how you listen to the station and how often, how much you listen to the station. Anyway, all the rules, parameters, you can find at theanswerorlando.com and hit the story button, and that's when you're, where you will make your contest entry. And as I said, on October the 23rd is when they close the eligibility, and then they'll choose the winner. And as I said, the winner is going to win an Apple iPad Pro. And those are pretty expensive. Those, I think that's the top of the line of the iPad, isn't it?
I think it's like a couple $1,000s.
I don't know that it's that much, but it's up there. But and once again, we're asking you in particular.
And doesn't it come with an iPen as well?
Yeah. I believe it does, yeah. That's what I mean. It's like the
state. Together, they're the
latest thing as far as their iPads go. But anyway, it is to our benefit, if you do this, that's why I'm highlighting this, and we've been playing the commercials during our show, is this is a way, you know, you can tell this, the people here at the station what you think about our show. And, you know, we love it when people call in and talk about that on the show. That's awesome and cool. But this is cool, too, and this goes directly to the people who make decisions.
And if you're very photogenic, like Chris. We'll put your video on our Facebook page.
Well, here's the other thing.
And on our website.
Well, here's the other thing. If you would like to send us your entry, too, in addition to sending it to the station, we will post it up. And we'll continue to do this, not for a contest, but just if you would like to do this going into the future after this contest wraps up. In other words, after October 23rd, when they'll no longer be taking entries here for the contest, we'll still take your testimonials and we'll put it up on our Facebook page. So, once again, however, during the contest, the management are the people who will be judging the contest, which means they're going to see the content of your message. And if you really like this show, this is a way to tell people who can make a difference and where this show can go. Okay? That's
and
the bottom line.
And you'll be forever in infamy.
I don't know if infamy is the right word, but you'll be forever in our debt. So, once again, please go to theanswerorlando.com with your testimonial. Send it in by October the 23rd. Perhaps you'll win an Apple iPad. And from my perspective, here's the chance to give us a shout-out. And every little bit would help. All right, so that's theanswerorlando.com. And while you're on the internet, on the web there, check out, once again, please, our brand new website, americanadversaries.com. It's really nice.
It is awesome.
And constantly new stuff going up there. And if you would like to have one of us come out and speak to your group, that's where you can put that process in motion. You can join the American Adversaries Army. And the Army's been kind of idle over the last year or so, but we're getting ready to ramp up some things with the Army and make it more to your advantage to be a member of the Army. And you can also, of course, between now and November the 7th, you can register for our prize drawing. And once again, the list of prizes is right there.
And it's on our Facebook page. And I read it the other day, Chris. I'm jealous that I can't be eligible. It's quite a list of gifts. I couldn't believe it.
Indeed. Indeed. So you can find that at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And this week, we will begin to tout the prize package over the air. And because I want to give credit to the folks who have ponied up the prizes. So once again, all of this at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And also, you got the Listen Live button there.
Yeah.
And so if you'd like to listen to us over the internet, you can do that via our website as well.
And Chris, don't forget to mention, we have listeners all across the globe.
Indeed. Indeed, we do. So, and we appreciate each and every one of you being out there listening to us. It's a humbling experience. But hey, we're all in this struggle together. And the more we can stick together and be a force to be reckoned with, the more we can help change things. Because if it hadn't been for electing President Trump, we would not have Gorsuch or Kavanaugh on the court.
We'd be
Amen.
In a whole lot of trouble.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, as I was driving to the studio today, I was thinking about, you know, the October 31st, Halloween's coming up. And I was having notions of maybe doing a scary show where we venture into the realm of the Hillary Clinton presidency.
Well, a couple of pillows wrapped around you and a moo-moo, you might look like her.
But can you just imagine what the world might have looked like after 2 years of a Hillary Clinton presidency?
That is such a scary thought. The other day, I was thinking about that, Chris. And we might, our radio show and other talk radio shows, conservative mostly across the nation.
No, we wouldn't. We would still be here.
We would still be
here. Yeah, but you don't know what she would have done with
that. No, there's no way she could have done anything to the First Amendment.
No, but what would have been affected is the state of the economy.
Right.
And the things like the Iran deal and these trade deals, instead of having better trade deals, we would be stuck in an even worse trade deal with that TPP business and the climate business out of Paris.
What about North Korea?
North Korea would still be sending rockets over Japan.
I will say one thing where there's a parallel between Hillary Clinton and Kim Jong-un.
They wear the same. They got
the same tailor.
I knew you were going to go there. The same tailor, yeah. And only he looks better in his than she does.
He really does.
But he does need to upgrade on his bob, I'll tell you that much.
Can you imagine, though, if Hillary were president, how awful the things would be?
It would be a nightmare.
The corruption within the FBI and would be through the roof.
Yeah, indeed. But that's not the way it was meant to be. And
divine intervention.
And we had a say in this as voters in getting Trump elected, and we can do it again and again.
You know, like you've been saying, thank God for Obama.
Really?
If it hadn't been for Obama, Trump would never have gotten elected.
Actually, there's
We'd have either another Democrat or a milquetoasty Republican.
Right.
You know, who would have appointed somebody like Merrick Garland to the bench?
It got the Democrat base fed up with all the nonsense and the corruption, and they stood up and got counted. And that would never have happened if it hadn't been Obama.
No, mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. And that's why I've said when we were here on the very first show, a little over 8 years ago now, that if he was in the studio, I'd grab him by the shoulders, jerk him over, and kiss him right on the lips.
And then he'd accuse you of what? Ooh, you kiss better than Michelle.
I don't know about that.
Let's just say I never would have been able to be on the Supreme Court after that, right?
He couldn't accuse you of racism.
Yeah, you might have been arrested for assault.
That's what I said. And after that,
he might have liked the kiss too much.
The Secret Service would have pounded me after that, right? But the whole point was, and this was the whole point of the show, if you listen to the intro of the show as it's written now, the whole point was to say, hey, look, we still got a dog in the fight, right?
Definitely.
As long as we're out there and can breathe and can vote, we can get out there and do something about the situation.
We're just going to be prepared to fight.
And I thought it would happen quicker. I thought it could happen, you know, but Romney wasn't the right guy,
Mm-mm. You see? Yeah.
And I didn't see that going in.
I do now. You're right. I was so distraught when Romney lost.
He was middle of the road.
But
can't we all get along, Republican?
If you go back and you listen to our show the day after the election when Romney lost and the days following, ensuing after that, my attitude was, well, we didn't get it right this time, but it is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I said, and this is God's hand. This is God determined this. And I got a number of phone calls and emails and stuff. What are you talking about? God could have nothing to do with Barack Obama. Well, yes, he can. God has something to do with everything.
You better believe it.
And he's still involved, but he wants us to be a part of the action. The whole point of this endeavor is to get us motivated and understand that we have a say, that we have power. As Trump said, we hold the vote in our hands.
Yeah, we're the warriors of this whole conservative movement.
Right. God could do everything all by himself,
mm-hmm. But
he doesn't want to.
But he's used us all in so many ways to bring this to the forefront. We all had a role, if you think about it, Chris.
And he's doing it for our benefit.
Yes.
Each and every one of us, as we participate in this, we become stronger. Our souls, our spirits become stronger. And in the sight of God, that's what he wants. He wants strong individual spirits, strong souls. He doesn't want weak, needy souls. He wants people who can go out and do things. And that's what we intend to do.
And we're all in it to win it. Don't forget that.
Amen. All right. And don't forget this. We're just 2 hours in. Got another hour to go right here tonight with the American Adversaries Radio Show. When we come back, Sunny, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, will be joining us from California. You can, of course, join us as well. And once again, please put together those testimonials. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be very simple, or it can be elaborate, or however you want to do it. But put it together, please, and go to theanswerorlando.com, hit the story button, and get those in by October the 23rd. We really do appreciate it. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion.
Only in New York, baby.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Show. Please be with us.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The aunt of one of the victims in a limousine crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York says that the vehicle was on its way to a birthday party. Valerie Abeling says that newlyweds Aaron Vertucci and Shane McGowan were among those killed. She says Vertucci was 34 and McGowan was 30. She says the family has not learned much about the circumstances of the crash. It isn't clear whose birthday it was. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline has inched up 7 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. It now costs $2.97. That's the average $2.97 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says that's 41 cents a gallon higher than at this time last year. Lundberg said Sunday that rising crude oil prices are the main reason for the increase at the pump. Interpol says a Chinese official who was reported missing has resigned as head of the International Police Agency. This is SRN News.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we'd want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
All right, we're back with some more odd stories for you. Once again, you're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Sunday night. Please do tune in during the week as well. Of course, we're here 5 to 7 Monday through Friday. Tomorrow night, we'll have our man Abe Katzman join us live from Jerusalem, and John Barros is scheduled to come in tomorrow night. Of course, Tuesday is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. And did we get Michael Caputo back again?
I'm waiting to hear if he's going to come on Wednesday.
All right. Anyway, big shows lined up for you all this week. And don't forget Thursday's contest as well. All right, that is Kathy Santomassino along with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. You are listening to us as we come to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. 407-774-8255 is the number.
Well, a new exhibit at Houston Museum allows visitors to literally step into someone else's skin by donning realistic bodysuits. The bodysuits exhibit, part of the Body as a Work of Art project at the John P. McGovern Museum of Health and Medical Science, was created by artist Sarah Sitkin and features realistic skin suits with details including surgical scars, stretch marks, hair, and even freckles. The exhibit allows visitors to don the suits and experience being in another person's skin.
What in
each
the world?
Each body suit is a work of art as well as a functional tool for mediation on identity, empathy, and locating the self, the museum's website states.
Oh, Lord.
This is made out of some kind of polymer. It's not real human skin, by the way. But I don't know what the purpose is other than seeing what other saggy bodies look. Uh-huh. You might really appreciate how you look you put on someone else's skin.
Just go to the beach. You'll see what saggy skin looks like.
From that, I segue into October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right.
And one man is raising money for this cause in a very unusual way. A Washington State karaoke host is singing the same Garth Brooks song for 36 hours straight. Cliff Satterwhite, a Seattle area karaoke host, said he is raising money for the Real Men Wear Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign and marking October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month by holding a one-man, 36-hour karaoke session with Friends in Low Places as the only song.
Oh.
This will mark Satterwhite's fourth marathon karaoke fundraiser. My attempt will feature one singer, one song, no sleep breaks, and only a 2 to 5 minute break between songs for water, food, and bathroom. That's really what sets it apart, said Satterwhite. The goal was to raise at least $10,000 for the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign, which ended last Wednesday. No word as to if they went over that $10,000 goal.
No sleep breaks?
No sleep breaks.
I can imagine after about 24 hours.
Yeah, there you go. Well, our lottery story of the week goes to an Indiana couple who are more than $700,000 richer thanks to a mistake that left them with the wrong type of lottery tickets. Herbie Shehorn said he intended to buy $10 worth of Mega Millions tickets from a Quick Stop store, but he realized after he arrived home, he mistakenly bought $10 worth of tickets for the Cash 5 drawing instead. The mistake, which Shehorn said might have been due to his own misspeaking or the clerk's error, caused the player and his wife, Corey, to win a cool $703,000 before taxes. The next morning, I went in and said, "I'm sure glad you screwed up," Shehorn told a local TV station. On returning to the store the next day, the couple said they plan to use their money to renovate their home. How about that? Well, we've heard the quote, "Necessity is the mother of invention," right? Well, a Texas man fed up with his city's pothole problem is leading an effort to fill in the gaps in the road using techniques he learned from YouTube. Zach Weeks said he, his wife, and a friend learned to fill potholes from watching YouTube tutorials, and then they bought $150 worth of materials that they used to fix three local potholes during last weekend. Weeks said the pothole problem in Dickinson has been causing increasingly severe damage to local residents' cars. Weeks said he was told his efforts might not be legal when he mentioned his idea to city officials, so he is seeking the city's permission to continue filling the holes. He said he plans to discuss the project at the next city council meeting. That's where I hope this is leading. He hopes the city will help him promote this funded effort, and I really think we can fix all this, according to Weeks.
Is that it?
No. Cash-strapped communities have been looking for unusual methods to repair dangerous potholes. If you recall my recent story about Domino's
pizza
filling potholes with a patch stamped with the Domino's logo.
I tell you what, when he gets done with those potholes up there, he can come down here and take care of some of these doggone brick roads downtown. They are a joke. Winter Park, too. They are bad.
Yeah.
It's because no one's maintained them. That's why you got those ruts.
And they're newer brick roads, and they don't build them like they used to build them.
They sure don't. No.
And they just don't know how to do it anymore.
They build them the same way as they do with a regular bitumen road instead of having the smaller stones on the bottom and building upwards and then filling in.
So that it is good, solid foundation, by the way.
Well,
and they will rattle your fillings out.
Speaking of bricks, police in Maryland shared security camera footage of a burglar throwing a rock that bounced off some bulletproof glass and hit the man in the face.
Yeah, justice is served.
Prince George's County Police shared security camera footage showing the man successfully breaking into a carryout business in Suitland last month by using a large rock or brick to shatter a window. The bad luck bandit then attempts to use the same object to shatter the glass, protecting the front counter, but it bounces off the barrier. The man's third attempt caused the object to ricochet and hit him in the face, knocking him to the ground. Police said the man was on the ground for a few minutes before getting up and fleeing the scene. Investigators are asking anyone who recognizes this guy to contact the department.
Just look for somebody with a big old knot on their head.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They need to give the brick a mitle.
Well, if you've ever eaten in a Chinese restaurant lately, this one story is up your alley. A Taiwan restaurant.
That's where Nostra Dennis just went.
I know he did. Hope you're not listening to this Nostra
Dennis. Just remember, you won't see dogs or cats around dumpsters in a Chinese restaurant.
Well, oh, don't say that.
A Taiwan restaurant is drawing in customers with an unusual gimmick: toilet-shaped bowls and poop-themed menu items. The modern toilet restaurant, I kid you not, in Taipei, serves up its noodles in toilet-shaped bowls and seats its customers on repurposed toilets with padded cushions.
Such a crappy idea.
The eatery scatological menu items include poop meatballs and stuffed brown sugar poop pancakes.
Ooh.
Modern toilet also serves up desserts that resemble poop emojis and features signs inviting customers to try our crap.
Oh.
Well, the restaurant.
Are you sure they didn't find that in Kavanaugh's yearbook?
Well, the restaurant's owners said it has become a popular spot with tourists. Who knew? All I can say is this is pretty disgusting.
Ay, ay, ay.
And our Guinness World Record of the Week goes to...
Oh, come on.
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
A Brazilian surfer who achieved a Guinness World Record after using her board to ride a massive 68-foot-tall wave.
Whoa.
Guinness World Records presented surfer Maya Gabeira, 31, a female, with a certificate last Monday... After reviewing video of her record surf run was presented. The video taken earlier this year shows Gabeira taking on a 68-foot wave at Praia de Norte in Nazaré, Portugal. The World Surfing League also presented Gabeira with its first ever women's XXL Biggest Wave Award during last Monday's ceremony. To set the world record has been a dream of mine for many years, Gabeira said. And if you're wondering how big a 68-foot wave is, picture an 8-story building. Pretty impressive, you think?
More like 7 stories, but up there,
almost,
yeah, definitely.
8 stories in height. And that's SOS News
short.
For Sunday, October 7th.
Amazing, amazing.
And it took a female to beat the earlier record.
Okay, all right. All right, that's a pretty sizable wave.
You better believe it.
68 feet. I wonder how
that's
how
the
far
kind of stuff you find in Hawaii.
I wonder how far out she had to paddle to get that wave.
Oh, they don't paddle out there like for those anymore.
Surfers,
they
live
hold
for
on
that.
To a personal craft.
Oh, and
they get
them out.
Towed out.
Oh, man, where was that when I was a kid?
Yeah, where's the old days of lying on the board and paddling and then going under the wave? And
it didn't say that she was taken out by any kind of motorcraft.
That is what they do nowadays for the big waves.
Really?
Maybe not down there. Maybe not down there. All right, we're coming up on another break, and when we come back, we got another segment of the show to go. And then, of course, you got Armed American Radio with 3 hours after us. And I'm sure they'll have some interesting things to say about Kavanaugh, because, you know, there are going to be the Second Amendment issues that will arise. As a matter of fact, I think they got a couple of cases coming up this session that are Second Amendment cases. And they'll be. I anticipate they may be talking about that tonight. But anyway... please stick around for more of our show before that happens. And once again, please go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and register for our prize drawing. And please put together those little testimonial videos and send them to TheAnswerOrlando.com. TheAnswerOrlando.com. Hit the story button, and that'll give you all the particulars. Somebody out there is going to win an Apple iPad Pro because they'll have the best testimonial. Maybe it'll be you. Maybe it'll be talking about us. That would be awesome. All right, we'll be right back.
The news stories are alarming. sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Raven, nevermore. Does that give you an idea as to what today is? Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
The author.
Edgar Allan Poe died on this day in 18, whatever it was. And, you know, for a long time, and I don't know if it still goes on. I haven't heard it happen recently, but if you remember, for a long time, someone would sneak up to his grave on the night that he died and leave a black rose. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And nobody could ever figure out who it was. And I don't think everybody really wanted to know. But I wonder if that still happens because, on this date, Edgar Allan Poe did pass away. Did you guys ever watch Lassie?
I love Lassie.
Oh, I did too. I had a little stuffed Lassie doll, as a matter of fact. I had a couple of them. And
who were the actors?
Gosh, I can't remember. June Lockhart
was the mother. Timmy.
That I can't remember.
He actually lives in Lake County.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't think of his name either.
Oh, God, he's probably listening. He's going, it's me, it's me! All right. Anyway, this story reminded me of Lassie, because if you remember, every now and then Lassie would get lost or something like that, and she would find her way back home. Well, it happened sort of in Connecticut. A Connecticut family has been reunited with their dog after 5 years the pet went missing. It's a dachshund, a 17-year-old dachshund named Lady. And they had lost her and they lived close to some woods, so they had given her up for dead. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, she was just found in a parking lot. And she was obviously distressed. She's gone blind, pretty much, and 17 years old.
Well, that's 125 in dog years.
But they had had a microchip placed in the animal, and it was through the microchip that they were able to find the owners and return the dog to their owners. And they
that's
are all
why you chip your
happy
pets.
After
and
all.
I just thought of the name of Timmy, John Provost.
John Provost.
And he lives in Lake County, I understand.
All right. Well, howdy out there, John.
Hi, John.
Anyway.
So that gives new meaning to chip pets. Oh, no, chia pets.
chia pets. That's it. So anyway, if you ever have a stray dog out there, that kind of happened to be one year. I was, I had a little German Shepherd, and I would walk him up and down the street. And one morning we were out walking, and this little sort of terrier-looking mutt was running around. And I could tell that it was, you know, it wasn't from our neighborhood, because my dog would always, you know, all the other dogs bark when you walk by, so we knew all the dogs in the neighborhood, and this dog wasn't in our neighborhood, so. But they weren't hostile to one another, so I kind of chased the dog a little bit, and he went behind this one house, so I took my dog home and drove my car back down there and corralled the dog and took it and put it in my backyard, and it had a collar on with a tag. Mm-hmm. And so I called the tag, and they said, well, we can't tell you who the dog belongs to, but what we can do is, if you'll tell us your information, we'll call the owner and give your information to them. So we did that, and a little while later, a girl called me up, and she goes, and she started describing the dog. Oh, yeah, that's the dog, all right. So she came over, and this dog had run away like 9 months before. And it was because it ran away. It was either the 4th of July or New Year's Eve. I forget which one. But she said the dog ran away because of the fireworks. And had made it out, you know, like 9 months on its own.
Isn't that something? Someone was feeding him.
It looked, you know, like it was pretty ragged. But it was still alive and running around. So somebody must have been doing something to feed it somewhere along the way. All right. We're just about to wrap up the show today. And I had come in here anticipating playing Lloyd Marcus's great tune, Celebrate America, which we'll play again, obviously, in the future many times, I'm sure, because this has been after all is said and done, this is a time to celebrate America, because our politics can get nasty and it can get brutal, but at the end of the day, if you stand tough and if you stand firm for what you believe in, you can be successful.
And stick to your principles.
And that's what makes America great for everybody, no matter your political persuasion. There's always a chance for you to be heard and a chance for you to be victorious. But you have to work for it and you have to earn it. And more importantly, maybe, you have to deserve it. And we deserved this victory. The president deserved it, and Justice Kavanaugh. And he is now Justice Kavanaugh, deserved this victory. And it was a great one indeed. But then we got a hold of this great parody tune, Kavanaugh, done to the Van Halen Panama tune by the Rolled Cigars.
Cigar Rappers.
Cigar Rappers. What did I say? Rolled Cigar. I'm sorry, guys. The Cigar Rappers and Money and his guys. And it's such a cute tune. And it's just, I mean, it's awesome. And in the face of all the screaming and hollering and shouting and stuff, why not have a little bit of a laugh on this thing and also get a little fired up? So what we're going to do is we're going to leave you with Kavanaugh by the Cigar Rappers. rappers as we go out of the show here tonight. I hope you enjoy it. I know I enjoyed it. Listen to all the lyrics, too, because they're so appropriate. These guys did a great job.
And I'm amazed at how much they sound like Van Halen.
And they played all of it. They did the instrumentation. They did the whole thing. So they're obviously excellent musicians as well as artists. So I'm sure you're going to like it. And once again, we've also put it up on our Facebook page. All right, that's American Adversaries on Facebook, our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and please go there and register for our prize drawing. More and more of you folks are going to our website. We're seeing that. But a lot of you are going there but not registering for the drawing. I don't know why, but it's available if you'd like to register. And it's real easy to do. It's right there on the home page. And then also, once again, please put together a little testimonial video. It doesn't have to be elaborate. And you can do that and send it to theanswerorlando.com and hit the story button there. It'll give you all the particulars about how to do it. And you might win an Apple iPad Pro out of the whole thing as well. But mainly, if you really like this show, this is a way to tell the upper deck, the people who sit in the sky boxes, that you like it. All right? So please do that for us. We would very, very much appreciate that. Don't forget, once again, to tune in to us tomorrow night. And Mark Walters and Armed American Radio coming up to you next here tonight when we go out of here in just a few moments. So once again, want to thank you so very much for listening to the show. We really do appreciate that. And once again, you can go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and send us emails, too, about the show, if you prefer to do that as well. All right, so we are going to leave you with Kavanaugh by the Cigar Rappers, and I think you're going to like this tune. If you didn't hear it earlier in the show, we're going to play it again, and I'm going to play it again just because I like it so much. So how about that? Night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Process has become a national disgrace. You have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's leaning a little bit right tonight. I could barely see the Senate from the BS coming off of it. All right, so let's all reach down and take those voting levers and keep the seats red.
She's lying. We ain't buying. He's got the trial and error know-how. Don't be fearing. Committee steering. Just take the vote and let him take the mile.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media.